Welcome to Quickies.
Hello and welcome to In.com's Quickies with me, Karan. Next up is the train to Gossip Town. All aboard! Toot toot! If you've been following Season 8 of the Game of Thrones series, based on the shocking happenings in Episode 3, you've probably decided that it's likely the most exciting of the season. Well, Emilia Clarke just piped in to prove you wrong. Come on, guys, it's the last season of the TV series. You really think Episode 3 is going to be the biggest? So Emilia dropped a spoiler about one of the upcoming episodes that goes along the lines of Episode 5 being even bigger than Episode 3. 2 weeks from now, you're going to be tuning into Episode 5, thinking that there's probably nothing that can shock you at this point, and wham, it's going to hit you like a blast of dragon fire. 32-year-old Emilia, whose brother Bennett also works on the show, was sitting with Jimmy Kimmel when she let this tidbit of gossip out. She said that 4, 5 and 6 are all going to be insane, so find the biggest TV you can get your hands on. And stock up on that popcorn too, because you're going to need something to fill that gaping mouth of yours. The gossip media follows literally everything a celebrity does or does not do. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if one day I saw an article stating that a male celebrity was seen entering a toilet to relieve himself and then exited with dry hands, implying that he probably didn't wash his hands after peeing. In the same spirit, Bollywood actor Akshay Kumar, who recently conducted a non-political interview with Prime Minister Narendra Modi, was seen without the water's ink on his hands. This obviously set off the hunt to find out what exactly is going on. And apparently in a 2017 interview, Akshay can be seen mentioning that he's an honorary citizen of Canada. And if he actually is, it would make sense that he couldn't vote because India doesn't allow dual citizenship. But Akshay doesn't seem so keen on talking about this bit of information anymore. And when asked about why he didn't vote, he dodged the question with a sweet "Chaliye beta" to the reporter. Also, there's no mention of him on the Honorary Canadian Citizenship page by Wikipedia, and there's a story published in Vancouver Observer in 2012 where it mentions that Akshay was granted citizenship, which suggests he might have applied for it. So the real question is whether the actor was granted a citizenship, which he applied for, or given an honorary one by the Canadian government. Twinkle Khanna is one of those super smart, well-read and well-written women. She knows what she's good at and what she isn't, so she gave up on acting and got into writing. She now has 3 books to her name, including Mrs. Funny Bones, The Legend of Lakshmi Prasad, and Pyjamas of Forgiving. Oh, and she also doesn't take shit from anybody. The former actress, who has a massive fan following online, recently took to Instagram to share some of the foods she eats to raise her iron levels and help her anemia. And some unnecessarily cocky female nutritionist decided to troll her by commenting, "Miss Know-It-All has now started giving diet advice." Big mistake. Within the hour, Twinkle replied back, challenging the nutritionist to point out if the food she had mentioned are not good sources of iron or harmful in any way. And she ended her comment with a curt, "Either refute my points or take your cynicism and get off my page." Damn! Talk about owning a troller. I'm sure that nutritionist will think twice about bringing her cocky cynicism to Twinkle's social media space again. Twinkle, you go, girl. When you already have everything money can buy, birthdays become about the small personalizations, humor, and little things here and there that you had mentioned you wanted. Ask David Beckham. His 44th birthday, which happened on May 2nd, was celebrated in exactly that fashion. His mommy dearest Sandra Georgina West gifted him a small white card with "Legend since birth" written on it. His wife gifted him a La Roche-Posay deodorant, which costs a bomb, mind you. And his kids Brooklyn, Romeo, Cruz and Harper presented him with a bunch of cheeky cards. From his Instagram, you can see one of the cheeky cards, which is white in color, saying, "Dad, I got you this card because it matches your hair." That's super cute. As for the deodorant Victoria got him, on his story, he termed it a clean deodorant from his wife and added that he did ask for it though. He then ended it all with a super adorable picture with his wife and kids, thanking them for the perfect birthday. Nothing like a good family plan to warm the heart, eh, Beckham? Ryan Reynolds' new movie Pokemon Detective Pikachu just premiered in New York on Thursday night. Whether it goes bump or plonk in the box office is yet to be seen. But as far as Ryan Reynolds' family life goes, looks like there's another bump coming along. Blake Lively accompanied her hubby Ryan to the premiere of his film in a bright yellow dress. And the other detail that was bright and clear was that she was definitely sporting a baby bump. The couple got married in September of 2012 and already have two daughters, one 2 years old and the other four. And if you're wondering how they managed to juggle their acting careers as well as their family time, Ryan recently gave out the secret to People magazine. He said that Blake and him don't do movies at the same time because if she's doing a movie in Thailand and he is doing a movie in Vancouver, they would just never see each other. He also said that the kids stay with them wherever they go. So if they are in Spain or Utah or New York, as long as they are together, they are home. Well, it looks like Ryan and Blake have definitely figured out the secret to fame, fortune, and family.
The Quickies on In.com.